MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rail.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
Orange Room.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But if you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have is a very particular set of episodes of a podcast. A podcast I have developed over a very long 1 year. A podcast that makes me a nightmare for people like you. If you leave me a 5-star review now, that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will make you listen to the Shy Kids.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids. Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids. Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are the shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song. Theme song. Theme song.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
And my name is Doc.
Hi, Doc. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
I'm doing all right. You know, it's week two, post PD.
PD? Post Dean?
Post Dean.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that we're gonna get into some stuff tonight that, will help us gel into this new era.
Okay. Cool.
I've got a doozy of an article.
Awesome. Sounds good.
That I cannot wait to get into.
Yeah. We kind of have an announcement to make first, just a small one.
There's new shows added to More Like Radio.
New shows added to More Like Radio.
Yeah, that's right. Just... Welcome, Doc, to More Like Radio.
Thank you.
Your official welcome.
Yeah.
Two Fat Daleks is now available.
My side project, Two Fat Daleks, is going to start airing on More Like Radio.
On Wednesdays.
Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Nice. Midday. Yeah. On Wednesdays.
Midday Wednesdays, it's the me and Rorschach from It's All About Me.
Talking
about Doctor Who.
Talking specifically about Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Is it really good to get that ball rolling at episode 8?
7.
7. Is it 7?
It'll be 7. Yeah.
Yeah. Strike while the iron's hot.
Right, exactly. It was smart of me. Especially when the season is only 12 episodes long.
Right. Yeah. It'll be very short-lived.
Yeah. You know, I'm late to the party.
You know.
Yeah.
I can vouch for it. It's a very fantastic podcast. If you haven't listened to Two Fat Daleks, go out and listen to them.
If you're a Doctor Who fan.
You know what?
If you're not, you'd be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
I would say that it would help make people become a Doctor Who fan.
I would disagree with that.
Really?
Yes.
It makes me a more of a Doctor Who fan.
Okay.
After, like, I'll watch the episodes and be like, yeah, that was really good. And then I'll listen to your episodes and be like, you know what? It was a great episode.
Yeah.
And there was Easter eggs that you filled me in on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And there's a new show called Deep V on More Like Radio.
Deep
I haven't
v.
heard it, but Corey said they're good.
I have heard it. I listened to when I heard that they were being announced to be put on the. What day are they on? They're on Fridays.
Sure.
I think they're on Fridays. Deep V. I listened to one of their episodes pre More Like Radio.
Yeah.
Goddamn, those guys are funny.
They're good.
They're okay. Really funny.
Better than us.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
Then no, they're really funny guys. They play some games as well that are really funny.
Cool.
And I wish them well. And I say to them if they're listening, but they're not listening. Welcome to More Like Radio.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Speaking of welcomes,
other welcomes.
Yeah.
Did I miss a show?
No. Oh. We actually have a guest co-host today.
We do.
Yeah. We do.
Oh shit! He's sitting right here.
Yes, he's been here the whole time, awkwardly waiting for us to introduce him.
Not saying a fucking thing. It's that Doctor Who. It's like, oh, well, that's clearly black guy terminology for check your phone. I've got emails to check. It's, yeah. No, it's funny you bring up the two fat Daleks thing because he's tried to get me into Doctor Who so many times. And it's like hearing his enthusiasm and everyone's enthusiasm about it. It's just like, yes, I'm going into it. And it's just like, I can't do it. I can't. It's like going back to the first Battlestar Galactica. The second one in sci-fi was fun.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but it's just like when you go back to like the first one, just like, but I've already seen the second one. All
right. You're going off mic already.
We should probably mention your name.
Yeah, we haven't even introduced you yet. He's ready to go. Yeah, he's fucking out of the
like
game.
I like it. I like it.
This is my friend Quentin Brown.
Yeah.
We met in screenwriting class.
Yeah,
at Fullerton College.
Oh, really?
Yeah. we were the only two people in there who didn't hate each. Like, wait, I said that wrong. We hated everybody else in the class.
We were the two assholes in the back.
That's we were the guys who were like, fuck these people. They all suck.
That sounds an awful lot like when you and I were in screenwriting class at community college. True,
yeah.
So like, you're who replaced me.
We're already linking like Zelda.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you go to Fullerton College after you went to the same college that I went to?
Yeah, I started at Orange Coast.
You replaced me, sir.
Oh, okay.
Oh, plus I've known Corey since fourth grade.
Yeah.
We were canceled. They brought in a black guy.
Right. Try to save the series.
Like Cousin Oliver.
Yeah.
The episodes might have been funnier, but nobody was really watching by that point.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, Quentin, welcome to the Shy Kids podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for coming down. Thank you for sitting in.
It's great dropping into Orange County. Just, you know, avoid the cops. I mean.
Now, something about.
Well, I mean, we're like a half a mile from a police station right now.
I know. At Disneyland.
So don't try anything.
Yeah.
Why do you think like I was like I cruise cautiously down the alley like and he's like, oh, you're underwear? Like, you're not in the alley was my response, because it's just like I'm looking for an open garage, bright lights.
Quentin had trouble finding us.
I gotta give you the Orange County like I'm friends with a white person placard that you put in your rearview mirror, a handicap.
I used to have a set, and they changed up the design. It was just...
They changed the colors.
Yeah, something about all flat and material, and iOS, I don't know.
Yeah. But a key factor of the Shy Kids is we often will tell stories about awkward or embarrassing situations we've been in.
Sometimes
comes up a lot,
yeah,
because it constantly happens to us.
Thus the name.
Yeah. So I was curious. Do you have an awkward or embarrassing situation you would like to share with?
We're just gonna pop your cherry right out the bat.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Dive into it.
I have a good friend, Joel, and we had some tension, mainly because
sexual tension.
No.
Okay.
Two black guys. Are you kidding me?
Oh, this is a dude.
Yeah, it's a dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought Joelle sounded like a girl named.
No, no, no. Okay. No, 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 no.
Joelle's gonna listen to this and be like, "Motherfucker!"
Sorry, Joelle. I apologize for my behavior.
But so anyway, when we were in sixth grade, my school decided we were upper class.
Leaving
the school. You're going to middle school. So you must learn to be like young adults, and you'll have a cotillion.
A cotillion?
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
What the hell is
what
that?
What is that?
I've never heard of this.
That sounds like an alien in Doctor Who.
Right? No. So it turns out to be some just lavish dinner where they just make us pay $60 to go eat spaghetti and meatballs.
The school made you pay?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You have to go to this cotillion.
Yeah.
It costs this much money.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, you know, my mom has always been young at heart.
Yeah.
And always been, like, physically into exercise. And I was a tall, lanky kid.
Yeah.
Up until I discovered that, oh, wait, I can drive to get my own food. Once I discovered driving to Taco Bell with my friends, the weight appeared.
That was my problem, too.
Yeah.
The second I stopped being in sports.
Yeah.
Right. It's just like.
Like, you stopped taking me to the food, I found my way to it.
Yeah. And I can order as much as I want.
Well, when I was in sports in high school, though, like, I could eat whatever the fuck I wanted. It didn't matter because I was going to go run for like 8 miles a day.
Right.
You know, playing football or not. second I stopped all of that, like, I still kept eating like I was going to be exercising for 3.5 hours a day.
Yeah.
And then didn't.
That's exactly it. I walked everywhere as a kid. And then, like, yeah. I transferred all of that into being immobile. Oh, yeah. That's it.
But as active as I got is I had a stick shift in my car.
P.E., the 2 years they make you take P.E. kept me festively plump. And then as soon as that was over, it was just like, fat kid.
Yeah. So anyway, we end up having this cotillion. We're doing Italian food. And my mom is just like, oh, we were going to go. She buys this dress and she's just got curves and... She's figured out that, oh, well, you know, since we're going to be dancing, I'm going to dance too with all of these girls who are a third to half my age.
Oh, no.
And my mom could keep up with them. And outlast a few of them.
Oh.
All the kids and all the boys in my class were just like, you know, I'm going to be your next dad, right? It was just, there was just a lot of fighting going on those last 3 weeks at school. But hey, I made it through it. It was nice. You know?
You had the mom all the friends wanted.
The bang, yeah. And yeah, that was just, it didn't help.
Although kudos to her for outlasting all those sixth graders.
Yeah. Oh, the math teacher was the worst of it. Our math teacher was just like, so hey, you know, like hanging out with my mom, like extra tough that night. My stepfather didn't go.
Mm.
He was, who cares? But it was just like, oh, okay, well, clearly the math teacher is going to need to like not ask me to stay after school to do anything at all because this is coming up.
Right.
This is clearly ammo in my gun.
Yeah.
Hey, remember when you were hitting on my mom?
Yeah.
That was pretty inappropriate, don't you think?
Yeah. But it sucked because I was good at math, so it was just like it never came up. It was just like,
yeah.
Like, really, mom, the one teacher? Like, I couldn't have gotten a lesbian, like, social studies teacher or something. Well, it's not doing so well in that class.
Yeah. So that's very awkward, obviously. Yeah. So that's a good one.
See, do I have a quick awkward mom story? My mom went through a kick when I was in elementary school where she wanted to make my clothes.
Make them?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh,
I went to school.
Oh, no.
In a... First of all, the outfit that she put me in is purple.
little grimace.
Please tell me it's velour. Please tell me it's velour. Please tell me it's velour.
No, it was, it was, that would have been awesome. Like big pimpin' rolling up in fourth grade. Like,
yeah.
What's up? Yeah, in a velour tracksuit. Right. Purple, bright. Yeah. No, it was like just regular sort of like dress shirt material, but she made both pants and a shirt, like a button up shirt. Out of the same material.
No.
So it was a matching jumper set.
Oof.
The pants were styled in the sort of parachute MC Hammer styling.
Oh, no.
Where they were tapered at the ankle.
Or
very,
like,
very poofy.
That, see, on white guys, that's just called Jim Carrey pants.
I'm having flashbacks. I remember this thing.
On white guys, it's just called a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not a good look.
Yeah.
Right. Especially considering at the time I had like a rat tail. I was like fucking,
ew.
I was a white trash little kid,
ew.
Right?
Used to buy him a pick and save. the suit he's talking about, the jumpsuit, I remember it. Used to buy him a pick and save.
My mom made this though.
Yeah.
She was like, pick and save, no, I can make that.
She saved a lot on that.
She bought material. And I'm sure she would convince me now that she's like, oh no, you picked out that material. There's no way I picked out that god awful purple material with like little squiggly designs on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like a button-up, a short-sleeve button-up shirt and matching parachute pants.
Oof. Please. That's awesome. Your mom really loved you.
Yeah, as if...
Were your initials in like the... like Laverne?
Great. That would have been great. Just a giant cursive C.
Yeah.
I have a theory that the more embarrassing stories you can tell about your mother, that's how much she loved you.
The it's more true. She loved you. Yeah.
It's just... Your mom made you learn how to sew, didn't she?
No. I learned how to sew in sixth grade from my elementary school teacher.
Aha.
As a project, but my mom, I watched my mom sew.
You wonder how I picked that up?
How?
Yeah, I had to
same
do
thing?
The same
you have
thing.
Similar story?
Same thing. Same problem.
My grandma taught me to sew.
Really?
Yeah.
No, like my mom was just like, oh, well, you know, that's what you should do in third grade. You should learn how to sew.
Right.
That's what you should do in third grade.
I learned how to crochet from my mother. Oh. That's, you know.
Maybe if we lived in a house on the prairie.
I made visors. I made shirts, dresses. It was just.
You ever make a pillow?
Oh, yes.
Wait. Man.
That's like Project were, One when you learn to sew.
Were you working in a sweatshop? Is that what this was?
It was
all right. I need to make 40 dresses by the end of the day.
Your hands are smaller. You can fit the seams.
You know what? It's Miami. I wouldn't put it past them.
Speaking of, this, how's this for a segue? Speaking of exploiting children. Did you guys hear about the new famous child molester?
New famous child molester?
New famous child molester.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you've heard this?
Yes.
Yes.
I have no idea. There's a famous person?
Can we play 20 questions to make him guess who it is?
Well, I bet I could tell him the person's name and he would still have trouble guessing who it is.
No. Well, yeah, he'd have the problem with the name.
Yeah, like who it is. Okay. So the man's name is Stephen Collins. Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, I want to describe it, please.
Try to describe it.
He's a character actor.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
He was famous in the 90s because his show came on Monday nights. His show led the WB to being a solid family station.
Family station.
It was a cornerstone.
Hold on. Is this like the dad from Seventh Heaven?
That's exactly what it is.
No fucking way. Yes.
I told you, see?
No fucking way.
Great clues right there.
Holy shit.
We swear Corey did not know.
I had no idea.
So that was really
good
clues.
Holy fuck. Really? I've got chills. Yeah. They're multiplying.
Oh. Wait.
Yeah.
They have a recording of him confessing it.
Really?
They have a recording of him confessing it.
No fucking way. Yeah. He was on a show with like six kids.
I know.
Oh my God.
Collins, who is in the middle of a nasty prolonged divorce with actress Faye Grant, revealed to her in 2012 that he had molested and exposed himself to several underage girls years before.
What a dick.
Collins and Grant went to a therapist where she peppered him with questions about the incidents, and he not only answered, he was specific.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing.
He even mentioned a list. Like, yeah.
Really? Like, he had Lindsay Lohan'd his fuck list?
Yeah. What Collins didn't know at the time was that Grant was taping the therapy session. And this is legal in California because you're allowed to record someone confessing to a felony. Without their consent.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
That seems fucked up.
Yeah.
Note to self, don't confess anything on this show.
The kids were 10.
Oh, those are only misdemeanors.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I'm okay.
He molested the girls from the ages of 10, 11, 12, and 13.
Okay.
It was three girls.
Preteens.
Yeah.
Were any of them his co-stars on Seventh Heaven?
If so, that has not come out yet.
Okay. Cause I've heard that the girl that was like not the eldest daughter, but the second eldest daughter.
Right.
Was actually way older. She was older than the eldest daughter.
Yeah.
On the show. But she was she was like 23 playing.
Yeah,
13.
That's true. Yeah. Cause she was short.
So that's probably why she wasn't a victim.
No. I'm worried about that young Ruthie though. The girl who, like, the family was all like, super white, and she looked Puerto Rican.
Yes, that's very true. He had an affair.
Yeah, it must have.
Yeah. Although she's probably too young when that show was going on. If these girls are all 11 through 13.
Yeah, she was pretty young.
God damn, that's
she's
gross.
Super hot now, though.
Is she?
No. Yeah.
I'll have to look that up.
You'll
later.
Have to look it up. So yeah. So he
confessed to molesting multiple girls.
Well, here's what he confessed to.
Okay.
And if this is just what he's confessing to, there's probably more. What he confessed to on tape, which I've heard.
Ooh.
I listened to the tape. It's on TMZ.
Was he crying?
No, but when explaining it to his wife, she was crying.
Well, yeah. I can imagine, like, to get that shit out in the open to somebody who you've been hiding that from, you would think that he would be somewhat emotional. Yeah.
So, first he confessed to showing his dick to three underage girls.
Seventh Heaven. When I see your terrified faces screaming back at me. This really bums me out, man.
I'm never going to be able to watch it again, are you?
Then he confessed.
I'm going to have to throw in my box set.
Then he confessed to grabbing one of their hands and actually putting it on his dick.
The fucking, oh my
Seventh heaven.
Well, they've pulled
I know
the
there's
show.
No greater feeling than they've... the death of a family.
Yeah. Wait, was this while he was on the show?
No clue. Like,
yeah, they don't like.
I don't know.
He confessed in 2012 to doing that. Those are the only things he confessed to.
Yeah, that's all he confessed to.
Was exposing his dick to like two or three.
Three.
Like one, I made her touch my dick, but it's
one,
cool.
I put her hand on my dick.
You know, she didn't
just
really do anything.
See how big it looks.
Just the tip. Yeah. You can't imagine how big your dick looks when a child is holding it.
Yeah.
I was taking a selfie. I wanted it to look bigger, so I needed smaller hands.
Now, my thought was that he played a pastor on the show.
He did.
So
yes.
Maybe this was like him getting into character.
It's art imitating life.
Yeah.
This man deserves an Oscar.
That's why I think it was...
His method.
Yeah, his method. That's why I think this was... surprising and not surprising news at the same time.
Oh my god. You know, yeah, like,
he also played, Dennis and Dee's real dad on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah.
Which probably explains why they're so fucked up. Yeah.
They should write that into the series.
They really should.
That their dad got arrested for child molestation.
Pretty much. And he was like the bad guy. So it's clearly just like, oh, well, clearly like Dennis and Dee have set him up.
Yeah.
That's what's gone on here.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so gross.
Yeah. It's pretty gross.
Oh, I can't believe like that's.
I just thought it was about something. What if this is a recording is actually from like a taping of like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
A future episode is just.
Yeah. Like
Blake Durley.
Spoiler alert.
Taken out of context. Like, clearly I was recording like.
Where?
Didn't you hear them say cut, cut?
Yeah, because he's so method, he was trying it out in real therapy as a rehearsal for.
Yeah.
I gave him an alibi.
By the way, I completely forgot. We got an email.
Oh, fuck.
We forgot to read it. We usually start with emails, and we totally slipped our mind. But I wanted to make
sure. Edit it back in.
No, I'll just leave it here. I want to make sure we read this because it was really good.
Yeah.
It's from a fan named Donnie Rocker.
Donnie Rocker.
Super fan, Donnie Rocker.
Donnie Rocker.
Said, hey, guys. And I still mean Dean. Rest in peace.
Aww.
He's not dead.
Yeah, he's not dead.
He just quit.
This guy you're talking about. Are we talking Supernatural? Like, what's going on?
No, Dean was our old co-host.
Old co-host?
He left the show. We used to have a different third person.
I thought he was just a figment of your imagination.
Did you think he was a character I was playing? Because that's fake Dean, which I have played before on the show.
But not until later in the run.
Yeah, that was later. So anyway, so confused. Hey, guys, I wanted to thank you guys for reading my email on episode 45. I don't remember what that was, but we'll find out here. I got excited when you guys played my suggestion for a Nerdigory's favorite cartoon theme song.
Oh, yes.
That one.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a great thing you guys are doing here every week. I don't know if you realize how great this show really is.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
It's a bummer about the change, but I completely understand why it had to happen. And you guys are awesome for understanding as well. Anyways, I thought I'd try and draw what I think your fursonas would look like.
What?
Now, let me explain to
you. No. I am well versed in furry land.
No, but
hold on.
Why he's drawing us as furries.
We had an
that's
episode.
That's what I need to explain.
Episode 16?
Well, we had episodes prior to that where we'd bring up furries and make fun of them.
I mean, I've spent a life child. I was on 4chan for. Dude, like, me and B were very well acquainted.
Yeah.
And that's kind of hard to say as a black guy. Do you know how many stole my bike? Like,
Yeah. I'm very familiar with that.
You're turning
meme.
Purple, Corey. You know.
The internet is a terrible, terrible place, man. Yes.
So we
just have a good sense of humor and move past it.
I walk through it strongly and proudly. My head never hung low.
Naturally, you bring up furries enough on your podcast, and you end up on their radar.
Oh,
so we have some fans that are furries.
We've since put to rest our furry talk.
We barely talk about furries anymore. Yeah. But one of them challenged us, hey, why don't you guys try to create your fursonas? So we had a whole episode where we picked our animals, picked our names, decided how they would dress. It was like we made it a game.
We gave them characteristics.
We gave them characteristics. We made up personas.
We found like a how-to guide online, yeah. Like how to.
Yeah, like make sure you give them a job.
Make a furry persona.
So
we were talking about embarrassing moments earlier.
Yeah.
I actually have a fursona.
Do you really?
Somebody actually made one for me.
Oh, okay. Made one for
well,
you.
Well, let me show you ours and then tell us yours. So
this was episode like 15, 16, something like that?
Yeah. So this is Donnie drew these. This is like 16, I think.
Put these up on our Facebook.
I did. I did already.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you look at that. You'll see that, Nigel Winkles is a koala. That was Dean, who's no longer on the show.
Yes. And he has a waistcoat.
I'm the guy in the center. That's, Captain Frank Wheatley.
And if you look closely, you'll see a Molly Hatchet tattoo.
You do. And then, Corey is, Everett Ocean.
The only thing he forgot on this
the otter at the end.
Are my cuff link, my cuffs.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and I forgot to say, I'm a platypus.
You're a duckbill platypus.
You could probably clearly see.
Clearly
of course.
See.
Yeah. And he's an otter.
Platypus, yeah.
Corey's an otter. And he's also an otter in the gay community.
That's true. No. I am with his beard.
No. So, yeah. That was a really well done picture of our personas.
I really like that. That's awesome.
It is
awesome.
On our Facebook page. I posted it like as soon as I got it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go see that. It's on there. We might even repost it when this episode drops.
Maybe.
But yeah, that was quite good. So we want to thank Donnie Rocker. He did say, keep up the great work and keep the shows coming. You guys rock, Donnie Rocker.
Thank you, Donnie. If anybody else wants to try to outdo Donnie Rocker.
Yeah.
And send us more fursona pictures. Hell yeah. I'd like to see everybody's interpretation.
I also want to see our superhero versions because we did superheroes.
Yeah, our superheroes.
But yeah. By the way, speaking of sex, we weren't talking about sex. But whatever. I found a menu.
A menu?
From a...
Sex? Wait, hold on. Sex
yeah,
menu?
Yeah. A menu from a brothel from 1912.
What?
Yeah.
From 1912?
Yeah.
Did they even have sex back then?
It was in my grandpa's attic.
Really?
No. I found it on Reddit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, a menu from a brothel.
It was like a dippy-doo. It's only 5 cents.
Yeah. So what I'm...
I'll show you my ankles for a penny.
Yeah. What I'm fascinated with is the words that the weird words that they use and the words that I'm shocked they use.
Wait,
because
they're
modern.
They don't have regular terms for everything?
They've got... Listen to this. I'm gonna read you some of these menu entries, okay?
Ooh, I'm interested to hear what the 1916?
Wait, is there a dollar menu? Is there
a dollar menu?
There is. There is.
The bargain menu?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
$5. $5 foot logs.
The following are a few specialties.
Oh, specialties.
French fashion with a finger in asshole.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. $3.50.
What is French fashion?
I don't know. French fashion.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, maybe that is French fashion. A finger in the asshole.
With a finger in the asshole.
Yeah, that's probably the explanation of French fashion.
Oh, okay.
So French fashion with finger in asshole was $3.50.
Really?
Yes.
That's a bargain.
I love this. I love this.
Why
one.
The 50 cents?
Cheaper than Netflix.
Yeah. I love how this one's worded, because this menu is from 1912, okay?
Okay.
Common old-fashioned fuck.
You know, just your run-of-the-mill common old-fashioned fuck.
Yeah, just a common old-fashioned fuck, see?
That's probably like missionary, like get in, get out.
Yeah.
Get gone.
I would say that's probably missionary.
How much was that, $5?
No, this was $2.50.
Well, hold on.
Maybe it's two.
It's a dollar to get a finger in your asshole?
Well, maybe it's 2.50 shillings. I don't know where this is.
Let's say it's all U.S. dollars.
Okay, we'll pretend it's all. Yeah.
So basically what you're telling me is that, like, for $5, I can get, like, a common old-fashioned fucking, like, 2 cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Well, back then, you could have got a lot more cheeseburgers.
Yeah, they're, like, 5 cents, right? Yeah,
I wonder like if they did, like, the upsell. You know, would you like a finger in your ass for only a dollar more?
Well, let's see what else we have here. Okay, this one is very descriptive. Diddling on the edge of the bed with 1 foot on the floor.
That's oddly specific.
That's oddly specific.
Diddling on
the edge of the bed with 1 foot on the floor. $2. $2 even.
Just pay the extra 50 cents and get a good old-fashioned fuck.
Pretty much.
I love the way this one's described. Fucking the breast with tits tight.
Oh.
Titty fuck.
Titty fucking. All right.
But it's fucking the breast with tits tight.
That's with like also $2?
It's a dollar something. It's smudged out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's call it a buck and a quarter.
Yeah. Wait, but I'm going to get more pleasure out of that than the diddling one. Like,
yeah, the thing, like, 1 foot on the floor, is that her foot or your foot?
I think
foot?
It's yours.
So you got to keep a foot on the floor and you're only allowed to finger her?
It's diddling. So who knows what that could have meant back then?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That could have been like just a feather rubbing on your dickhead. Hoodoodoo.
Hoodoodoo.
Yeah.
Oh, that just sounds all kinds of wrong. It just feels uncomfortable. I'm just visualizing it.
Here we go. How about some blowing in the asshole, new style?
New style? Because there was an old style?
Blowing in the asshole, new style. $1.70.
The old style was like ass cheeks pulled apart and like a couple inches away and you just sort of blew into it.
Yeah.
This other one is like giving a raspberry right to your fucking taint.
Or no, old style was with a straw.
Old fashioned. It's all minty.
Here we go.
New style.
I'm going to tell you the price first because I think that makes it funnier. 50 cents.
Wait, how much was blowing into my asshole?
Oh, that was $1.70.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Y'all have 50 cents?
Yeah, I got 50 cents. I'm in 1912 and I got 50 cents. What can I do?
I got
a dollar.
Well, do I have enough to fuck some titties while they're tight?
No. But you, if you have 50 cents, you can finger fuck with juice.
Juice? OJ?
Finger fucking with juice. Yeah, OJ,
you can finger fuck the juice.
The juice.
I'm the juice.
That's not how he talks. He's more like, I'm OJ. Yeah. Here we go. This is great. $3. No.
Hold on. I really. You can finger fuck with juice?
With juice. 50 cents.
Like, does that mean...
I don't know. Like, aloe vera?
If
like,
you get her wet, it's 50 cents? I don't know.
If she's dry, like, a quarter. Yeah.
We need a 1912 hooker. Does anybody know any 1912 hookers?
No.
Because, I mean, think about it. They're going to be like, what? 108 by now?
Yeah.
So, clearly, they can tell us what these stories mean.
Like, yeah. Oh, finger fucking with juice. Well, I remember when Bobby Collins did that to me under the fairway.
I only charged him 50 cents, even though my madam said I had to charge 60.
Yeah.
Oh, forgotten memories of a bygone era.
$2.80.
$2.80.
Okay, ready?
So this is more than just regular fucking.
Regular fucking.
Good old-fashioned fuck is $2.50.
Yeah.
It's $3.50 for an asshole. This is $2.80?
$2.80. Ready?
See, this is why the Great Depression happened.
Yeah,
this is it. This is clearly why.
This is, I love that that's what they called this back
this
then.
This is in between regular fucking and fucking with a finger in your butt.
Definitely most people do this. But the way, what they called it back then is great. Dog fashion. Do it dog fashion. $2.80.
You know what? I might save a little extra more to go dog fashion. That extra 30 cents, well worth it.
Clearly. Does that come with a paper bag over her head? Yeah. I've got some pretty dark fantasies.
49 cents. Oddly specific.
49 cents.
Maybe that is a zero and it's just all smudged.
Let's go with 40 cents.
40 cents. Dry bob.
Oh?
A dry bob.
Is that like you dry your mouth first
I think
and then
that
go
was
down
a
on somebody?
I think that was a blowjob.
Yeah, but a dry bob?
Yeah, with no preparation.
I think that's a hand job.
Oh!
I think that's a hand job.
Maybe.
That's gotta be hand job. Because a wet bob would definitely be mouth fucking.
Oh, good point. Right? Good point.
Would definitely be mouth fucking.
With juice,
yeah. With juice. Can I get some of that juice for my dry bob?
The next one. The next one is my favorite. Not in real, like, this isn't my favorite thing to do.
Are you sure? Because you seem very excited.
The description is so good.
15 cents. We'll watch you while you jerk off.
It's $2.50.
Oh, okay. Same as a good old-fashioned fuck.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. See, told you, you're really enjoying this. A lot.
This I got, okay, hold on.
Would you like me to read it?
No, I got it.
Okay.
Sitting on prick... Shoving in stones and all.
Oh!
That means you put your dick and balls in her.
All of it. Oh, just
sitting on prick, shoving in stones and all.
That doesn't.
Well, shit. I'm just gonna go with that option then.
You say I can shove my stones in there?
I know what I'm doing for $5 then. $5 Fridays.
For the same price, I can get the pole and the tackle in there.
Okay. Also $2.50. One female suck off, stones in mouth.
She'll suck on your balls.
Yeah. So. They specifically said female, which makes me wonder if they also offered male suck-offs.
That's what happens if you couldn't pay the bill.
A brothel in 1912? That's very progressive.
Oh. You know.
Yeah.
What about with the dry Bob?
It's just some dude named Bob.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Old dry Bob here, he used to be an alcoholic. Now he's dry.
Yeah. He's dry. He's gonna earn that 40 cents.
He's got psoriasis, so be careful.
$2.65. One fuck, 10 minutes soak.
What?
How much was this?
$2.65.
So for only 15 more cents, you get a bath afterwards?
Yeah, you get a bath afterwards.
Not bad.
That's
really
not bad.
That's like a lunch special. That's amazing.
It's a combo. Hell yeah. Well,
speaking of special, I'm having trouble reading this price. I think it might be their most expensive item.
Butt sex.
Because I think it's... There's no way that says 30.06. It's so smudged. But it's Pinky's special.
The Pinky's special.
Pinky's special.
Oh, Pinky's special.
Like possessive. Pinky's.
Ah.
Under fucking woman on top, tits in your face, with extra lady to play with your balls.
Whoa. Oh, three-way.
While blowing wind up your asshole.
What's with the blowing wind...
With goose quill. Well,
it does offer a different feeling.
Does it?
Yes.
You've had somebody blow wind on your asshole?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
On purpose?
I've been through some weirdly
weird things. It's like a reverse fart.
Yeah.
You're trying to put the air back in.
The world is a very strange place.
We're dropping down in prices.
Was that second girl new style or old style ass blowing?
Well, it was with a goose quill. I'm going to call that old style.
Old style with a goose quill.
Yeah.
All right. Down feathers. They're so soft.
Yeah. We have 75 cents.
Okay.
Watching a fucking match. Women to jerk you off.
Whoa.
Woman to jerk you off. So you get to watch people fuck while a woman jerks you off.
While she gives you a dry bob.
A dry bob. 75 cents.
Okay.
Okay. So I think this is where the gay options come in. Squatting on prick.
Squatting on prick.
So I, maybe that's them squatting on your prick, or you get to squat on a prick. I don't know. That was 62 cents.
Really?
Yeah.
They'll just sort of like,
yeah.
Just sort of sit on your dick.
What if they're adding tax to these prices?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, do taxes apply?
And you have the tip?
Now, this just shows how times have changed.
You got taxed by the inch.
This show has times have changed. This, I can't say that right. This should show how times have changed. There we
go.
$6.
Oh, this is pricey.
But listen to this. Your prick sucked while sucking a woman's cunt.
Oh.
More expensive than sex is 69.
Yeah.
Because probably of how taboo that might have been back then. I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
Or is that a different female?
Different female.
Oh.
You're making a wonky pyramid.
Oh, you're getting blown and you're fucking eating out a girl. Okay, that makes sense.
So you got one sitting on your face, the other one's going at you. Yeah, you know, you're making the Illuminati triangle.
Yeah.
75 cents.
That was $6 though?
That was $6.
Holy shit.
75 cents.
That's like a... It's like, it's my birthday.
Yeah. It's my birthday. I want two. Made to rub your tool, hard on guarded.
What?
I think that means you have to wear a condom. Hard on guarded.
With a maid?
With a maid rubbing your tool.
Why? Oh, she's like dressed up?
Oh, okay.
I guess.
Hand job with the rubber. Oh.
Okay.
How about $3.85? Free back scuttling. Well... Woman rubs your nuts with a feather, must stay out of poop hole. Must stay out of poop hole.
All right.
I love how the vernacular changes, because initially it was like, finger in your asshole. I'm like, you know what? We're going to rub your nuts with a feather, but stay out of that poop hole.
Okay. The next two are bizarre. I don't know why the first one is an option. And the second one, I don't know what it means. Okay. $1.80. No, a dollar even. Excuse me. Asshole fucking with men over 45.
What?
If you're over 45, it's $1 to fuck an ass.
Hold on.
Yeah. Or you're fucking
a man who's over
45.
Maybe
you're fucking a man who's over
45. Or maybe
they're charging you $1.
Or maybe they're charging you $1 for ass fucking if you're over 45.
Oh. It's like a senior discount?
Oh, okay. Well, because, like a senior more money.
Yeah.
Wait. Like,
creepy old guy, you're going to pay more.
No, because it's only $1, right?
Oh, yeah. I guess it would be like
a senior discount.
It's not on top. Okay. Now, this last one is, I don't even know what the fuck this means. It's 50 cents, though. Bob Cox and Flat Pricks Extra.
Bob Cox and
Flat
Pricks.
That sounds like your dick's going to get sat on.
You know what? I'm going to Google this.
Google?
I'm going to Google it.
Bob Cox and Flat Pricks.
I'm going to risk having terrible search history.
Google
Bob
that.
Cox and Flat Prick?
Yeah, Flat Pricks.
Okay. I think that's like erectile dysfunction and, you know, like really wide guys. Like, you gotta be extra if you got like extra meat.
Maybe.
Like, think about it, like Tubuku. Remember Flat that from Pricks.
Oh shit.
Tubuku?
Cox?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember Tubuku?
Tubuku. Oh, what is that?
Dude, that's from like Stanley Kubrick movie. Why can't I remember the name of it? Vincent D'Onofrio was in it.
Oh, Full Metal Jacket?
There we go,
yeah, Full Metal Jacket. Yeah. Okay. I don't remember Tubuku.
So what happens is he's trying to get the Vietnamese hooker, and she's like, yeah. It's like, oh, you know, you want to see with the black guys.
Oh,
like,
yeah, okay. Got it.
He's like, no, Tubuku. What do you mean? Tubuku.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got it. That makes sense. Okay. Well, let me read the outro for the menu. No discount for cash. Stink fingers and jerk off matinees for young men under 21 every Wednesday from 2:30 to 4.
Stink fingers. That means
stink fingers.
This fucking prostitute comes up to you and just says, smell my finger.
Maybe, yeah.
I just put it up my pussy.
Customers must enter with cash in one hand and tool in the other. If you are not a self starter, stay home and jack yourself off. Don't expect them to get you hard. You have to come in hard.
Nice.
Be ready to go, gentlemen.
Yeah.
What if she's ugly and she makes it go down?
I don't know. What'd she do?
Do you get your money back?
Maybe. Well, no,
well, you're paying afterwards, right?
They'd probably just have their fucking guy beat you up.
One person says that Bobcocks are circumcised gentlemen.
Okay.
Gentlemen's
Flat Pricks.
I don't know what Flat Pricks is. I'm trying to find.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Is there an old style of butthole blowing? They're asking the same questions we just did.
Okay. All right. But this. Who cares?
All right.
We're moving on.
I don't know.
Move on.
Bobcocks are circumcised.
Yeah. Or it's a painter. Bobcocks.
Bobcocks.
Yeah.
And his Flat Pricks. It's what he paints with. His Flat Prick.
Yeah. Speaking of Flat Prick, Corey. I made it sound like I was calling you that.
New York Comic Con's coming up.
Okay.
Right? And I'm sure lots of brothels in New York are popping up.
Yeah. We specialize in the Princess Leia gold bikini package.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if prostitution perked during those types of conventions.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, you're not wrong.
Really? Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Prostitutes love engineers and nerds.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have well-paying jobs.
Disposable income, and they're too shy to approach women.
Right.
Shy kids.
Biggest customers. shy kids.
Yeah. New York Comic Con is trying to, like, they're finally trying to sort of battle San Diego Comic Con. You know, they're trying to do things to make it more of a longer event, like to really find niche things here and there and like really cater to the sort of nerd geek culture.
Right.
The way that like South by Southwest caters to the sort of indie music culture, right?
Yeah.
And so they're having this like, what's it? It's called like Super Week, New York Super Week.
Super Week.
And during that, there's going to be a lot of different panels. And one in particular is about 90s and 80s Nickelodeon. Oh. Right? And, I wish I lived in New York because I would really want to go to this panel, right?
Okay.
I hope they have Salute Your Shorts.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. Like Pete and Pete, Salute Your Shorts, Hey Dude, Clarissa Explains It All, like all those shows that were like,
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Are You Afraid of the Dark? SNCC, anything on SNCC, you know, like.
So why are we not there? Why are we not going? We're going, right?
Well, I'll tell you because the guy that's hosting it did an interview, right?
Yeah.
And he's a big dick.
Are you saying he's a flat prick?
He's a flat prick. Yeah. He may be a bobcock.
That's how you segue.
he's written a book and he's such a douche that I don't want to say what the book is, but I'm going to tell you so that you know to avoid it.
Okay.
Because after we go through this article, you're going to want to avoid this fucking, okay. Wow. This fucking guy. so he wrote a book called Slimed, An Oral History of Nickelodeon's Golden Age. This article, by the way, is on flavorwire.com if you want to look for it. Okay. If you just like search Flavorwire Pete and Pete, you'll get this article.
Pete and Pete.
Pete and okay. Pete. Yeah, the name of the article, by the way, is Pete and Pete Was All White People. Slimed author Matthew Klickstein on why Ren and Stimpy was better than Clarissa and Nickelodeon's diversity problem. And just like that title taking a turn, this article takes a turn.
Well, hold on. Ren and Stimpy was very diverse because they had dogs and cats.
Right. Living together. Man, yeah. Mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria.
The interview starts out perfectly normal, right? Like the guy's talking about how great it is that New York's, you know, stepping up their game at the Comic-Con, whatnot, and he's happy about getting the opportunity to do this Nickelodeon panel, whatnot.
Yeah.
And, he's really into Pete and Pete and Ren and Stimpy specifically, as sort of the flagship shows for early, 90s, late 80s Nickelodeon far as quality goes.
Okay.
Like, they were the best shows in this guy's opinion.
Okay, got it.
Right? And he goes into a bit of, like, why he thinks that people are still nostalgic over Nickelodeon and whatnot. That's really not relevant. What is relevant is when you get down to when he starts talking about the shows and them being quality or shitty and how race and gender plays into that.
Okay.
Okay?
I don't like those girl shows.
Because I love Clarissa Explains It All.
Like, I did too. Yeah. I watched the hell. I wanted so badly to have a friend that was a girl that lived in a second story that I could put a fucking ladder up to her house. Unfortunately,
I think that's why we all watched Dawson's Creek. Like, honestly,
right? Because it's like it was like grown up fucking
like literally Clarissa Explains It All. Like, we just went from that to Dawson's Creek.
Now, if you put a ladder at some girl's bedroom window, you're going to be like the Seventh Heaven dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
Well, at least you'll get her to touch your dick. let's see here. So this is an interview. So it goes from interviewer to interviewee, and I'll try to break it up that way. there are so many good. This is the interviewer. There are so many good Nickelodeon
you
shows.
For each.
Do I?
Yep. That's how it works. Do the interviewer as German.
There are so many good Nickelodeon shows, but it seems Pete and Pete and Clarissa.
Hold on, you just turned Scottish.
I can't do an accent.
All right, just fucking read it.
There are so many good Nickelodeon shows, but it seems Pete and Pete and Clarissa get the most attention. And this guy responds, I don't necessarily know if that's true. Definitely Pete and Pete. There's no question there. And then the interviewer comes back with, well, Clarissa is really popular, especially among teen girls and on Tumblr.
Yeah.
She's apparently become sort of a viral tween icon.
Right. It's okay. I still don't like Tumblr.
Right.
Yeah.
My grandma used to post things on Tumblr. I think that Clarissa connection is because Melissa Joan Hart really blew up because of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, which became really huge. Now that, so far, we're okay with.
Yeah,
but
I remember Clarissa being popular.
Clarissa Explains It All.
What's he talking about?
Was a ginormous show for Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
There was a lot of merchandise and marketing for that. I think that has a lot to do with Melissa Joan Hart as an actress, as a brand. You could probably pinpoint her as the first real breakout star. So she wasn't popular because of Clarissa Explains It All. She was popular because of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, except for that when she was Clarissa, she had a bunch of merchandise and marketing.
So this guy's
and
just was a fucking idiot.
Nickelodeon's breakout star. So already he's faltering, right?
Yeah.
There are cracks in his,
all right.
his arguments, right? It gets deeper.
Okay.
She just kept getting bigger and bigger. People remember Sabrina and Clarissa. And it has a lot to do with her, who she is, and the power that she started wielding. I would say Pete and Pete and Ren and Stimpy, here we go again, back to Ren and Stimpy and Pete and Pete, mm-hmm. are maybe the shows that still get talked about the most. Ren and Stimpy because it also is in the cartoon world, but there's a lot of anime files, cartoon fans.
Okay. Oh, like files, like PH. Yeah, yeah. Got it.
People on The Simpsons talk about Ren and Stimpy on the show. Ren and Stimpy have a lot of are on a lot of other cartoons and shows.
Right.
They're on T-shirts. That's a statement. Just they're on T-shirts.
Didn't MTV bring them back or something like that?
There was an adult party cartoon they had where Ren and Stimpy were gay lovers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's what. Yeah,
yeah,
that's awesome. Certainly with Pete and Pete, which you and I both agree on, there was quality to those shows. Okay, this is a main focus of his that. The shows were quality.
And like they were good
they
shows.
They were really good shows, and that's why they stand out and whatnot. Right. It comes to, you know, later in this interview, you'll find that.
We'll get to that. He'll
say quality and then go off on a tangent of just absolute horseshit.
Okay.
you could watch an Adventures of Pete and Pete episode and enjoy it now as much as you enjoyed it then. As much as an 11-year-old, as much as a 40-year-old, right?
Right.
Which is true. This guy has a huge hard on for Pete and Pete, right?
Okay.
Like Stephen Collins?
The yes, just like Stephen Collins.
Just like Stephen Collins. Like, I'm a big fan of that Pete and Pete.
I made Pete touch my dick.
Which
no,
Pete?
No, not that Pete.
The other Pete.
Yeah. Danny, not the one with the tattoo.
Danny Tamborelli. Yeah.
The interviewer is sort of is like, that's weird, because usually whenever I talk to anyone about Classic Nick, they always bring up Clarissa.
And he goes, fuck Clarissa.
Yeah, he goes, again. I think a lot of it has to do with Melissa Joan Hart as an icon.
Okay.
But when you compare Clarissa to Pete and Pete and Ren and Stimpy, I think he just likes shows that have an and in the middle.
If it was Clarissa and Shelby Woo, explain
yeah,
it all.
Except for later when he tears into Shanjay and Craig. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Let's see. Sorry. Aside from Blossom, there really wasn't anything like Clarissa Explains It All before. Even Punky Brewster was just a kid. This was a tween. That was maybe one of the first shows ever to do that. Plus, she was a girl. And many of the people who are writing these blogs and editing these pieces are women.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Here's where we start to
so
get
he's
into.
Already getting like, this is all feminine revisionist history.
Exactly. yeah, he's like, maybe all the people you're talking to are women.
Yeah.
And since she was a girl and a tween.
He does realize women are half the population. So if a lot of women like something, that's a popular thing.
Right.
You know,
we'll get into this guy's standards for what things should be. Yes.
Yeah. Clearly doesn't like
so he said,
late.
People who are writing these blogs and editing these pieces are women.
These freaking broads are always bringing up Clarissa and Laverne and Shirley and other horse shit.
He quantifies it with.
That's probably his voice.
Yeah. This is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, which is fine.
I want to watch shows about men. McHale's Navy.
Hold on.
Like, you see, Mad Men is great, but you can't do that kind of shit with women.
Yeah.
You just can't have that.
Mad Men would be better if all the women weren't on the show.
He says, it's just the way it is, and a lot of the publishing world is women. I think people like yourself who grew up with these shows empathize with and connect with Clarissa. She was this young woman who looked cool and acted cool and was cool, and lo and behold, grew up and became Melissa Joan Hart.
Ooh, quite a drop-off there.
okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Do you think classic Nickelodeon shows would work today? The interviewer says. They're timeless, like Pete and Pete, but there's the argument about how...
This guy's fucking hard on for Pete and Pete.
I know.
It's bugging me.
Well, hold on. This is the interviewer.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to goad him with, like, you know, like Pete and Pete, but... Yeah. There's an argument about how inclusive the series are and how they're focused on white, well-off families. Okay. So the interview sort of pushes them in this direction.
Okay.
Shows like My Brother and Me, Tiana, and My Cousin Skeeter are never going to get the same nostalgic treatment. So
the interviewer is asking.
Interviewer asked, like, do you think that Pete and Pete, that it has nothing to do with the shows itself, but the argument is that those types of shows won't get the same sort of Clarissa, Pete and Pete nostalgic treatment because they're not about white kids in well-to-do families, right?
Right.
And he comes back with, I think it's about quality. The reason Pete and Pete does so well is that it's the best show from that era. It's the best show from that network. Hands down, the way it looked, the music, the fact that they all got these really interesting cameos. So the fact that it happens to take place in the suburbs of New Jersey, you know, it's a whitewashed area. There's nothing to be said about that. So too with Clarissa. I think it's worse when they shove it in there. Okay. Roll up your sleeves, take a deep breath. You know, right. I'm gonna take a sip of water before we get into this. Right. It's gonna get heavy.
There's that word again, heavy.
Oh, he ain't heavy. He's my brother.
It's fat jokes, man. It's fat jokes.
Sanjay and Craig.
Sanjay?
Are you familiar with Sanjay and Craig?
No.
It's a new cartoon on Nickelodeon.
Look, it's not going to be nostalgic because it's not white people.
What are you talking about? It has a guy named Sanjay. Like, it's clearly he's Indian and great at math.
He must be.
The character is Indian. They don't really play to that.
Bing. Yeah.
The character happens to be Indian, and he has a best friend who is a snake that talks to him.
That's Craig.
And that's Craig, yeah.
Okay. So it's like Adventure Time, but with an Indian kid.
Yes, or like Calvin and Hobbes, or, you know,
or Mighty Max.
It doesn't matter.
Mighty Max, yeah.
It's a boy and his pet.
Johnny Quest.
And they go on adventures. Yeah. With Haji. Haji is a snake now.
A boy and a snake.
A boy and a snake.
No, what are you talking about? Stephen Collins. Like, Johnny Quest is the snake.
Johnny Quest is the snake?
He's Craig. Think about it. Quite a name.
The show is called Johnny Quest.
This is now called Sanjay and Craig.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Either way, Sanjay and Craig is a really good example, he continues. Which, funnily enough, is written in part by Will McRobb and Chris Viscardi from Pete and Pete.
Oh!
So he should love this show, right? That show is awkward. Because there's actually no reason for that character to be Indian.
But there's no reason for him not to be Indian.
Exactly. Exactly. This is when I started to turn red in the face when I was reading this article last night. Except for the fact that Nickelodeon president, her name is hard to pronounce. It's Syma, C-Y-M-A, Zargami, Z-A-R-G-H-A-M-I.
Syma Zargami.
It's
like a magic word.
It is. And
Syma Zargami.
So she and the women who run Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
The women who run Nickelodeon now.
Okay.
Are very obsessed with diversity.
Okay.
Okay. Which is fine. Do what you gotta do. And Dora was certainly something of a success, but there's no reason for Sanjay to be Indian at all. No one working on that show is Indian. They're all white. It's all the white people from Bob's Burgers and Will and Chris.
What's Will and Chris?
Will and Chris are the writers.
Oh, I thought it was Will and Grace.
Will McRobb and Chris Viscardi.
Okay.
Who were Pete and Pete's creators.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay. Bob's Burgers is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
To shove it in there just because, we need diversity, is silly and just a little disgusting. So now he thinks it's disgusting that Sanjay is Indian.
But, so I don't get what his problem is. Like, who cares that Sanjay's Indian?
It needs not Pete.
Because it's not Pete?
Yeah.
I want a cute little redheaded boy.
Yeah. Where are all the gingers at?
Yeah.
It needs to be the best people working on the best shows. I don't know what that has to do with fucking him being Indian or not.
All right.
But okay. They happen to be white. That's a shame. They happen to be all guys. That's a shame. No, and I'm projecting the way he probably said it because he's an asshole. No one says that about sports. They do sometimes, the owners. But sorry, that most basketball football players happen to be black. That is his quote.
I feel like he's about to go into a Jimmy the Greek speech.
This is awesome.
Are you familiar with the Jimmy the Greek speech?
No.
That's a coach that got into a lot of trouble in the 70s because he said, well, the black is the better athlete because they were bred to be the better athletes.
I think I remember something.
It gets close. It gets close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? As a black guy, it's even funnier hearing that from a doctor. He's just like, oh, don't worry about it. You're going to heal better. My black patients always heal faster than my white
Your
ones.
Your doctor says this.
What?
Wow.
That's what a doctor told me.
Well, black don't crack, as we know.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
And once you go black, you never go back.
Yeah.
Ever.
I would like to think so, but my tan just keeps disappearing. And I'm like in the most awkward place as a black guy because I have white tendencies and I'm light skinned. So, like, I can fit in with black culture for only so long before they're just like, okay, you need to go back to white people. Yeah. And the white people are just like, you know what? You need to go back to black people.
You've got like a 3-week buffer.
Yeah, it's like I gotta bounce back and forth. Yeah. Volleyball.
I gotta find a new group now.
Rent's due. Oh, I better go hang out with my white friends.
Pretty much. Like, oh. Wow. My bills are paid. Good credit and shit.
The oh, that's not what I was inferring at all. Holy shit! I get it. Oh, damn it,
Corey, that's like when you were no, that's like that story when you were at dinner with that the Spanish people.
Yeah, it is. I didn't mean that at all. Holy fuck! I feel terrible.
Mexicans in Mexico.
Yes, I did say that. Those words did come out of my mouth. What I was. Yeah, I meant something different.
Trying to say something else.
I had a 50-50 shot, right?
Oh, that's just...
Look, if you need your rent paid, you hang out with your white friends.
Or your black friends.
Clearly what it meant.
You know what? Let me take a second take at that. You mean like, oh, my rent's due, so I got to go hang out with my black friends. Edit whichever one is funny.
Why is the rent coming up at all?
I'm just saying because that happens at a particular time of the month.
Got it.
And so he could gauge when he has to bounce back and forth between both social groups based Corey, off of a certain day on the calendar.
I think Corey, we're just socially awkward.
Yeah.
I would appreciate it if you cut that out, actually.
I might not.
Don't cut that out. Oh, please. Look, so all right. Moving on.
Yeah.
Like the black guy's just laughing. It's just like, the only person here who's awkward is the white guy. It's great.
Yeah, it is great.
I didn't intend for it to come off that way.
It's right, okay.
Right. I says, but
I get this all the time.
So after saying, but sorry that most basketball football players happen to be black, that's just the way it is. Publishing too. You might not like this or care, but it's very hard to be a man in the publishing world.
Oh,
I know.
Poor little feller.
I hate being a white guy who's published.
That J.K. Rowling ruined it for all of us.
I know. He says, no one talks about that. My agent, woman. My editor, woman. My publicist, woman. The most successful genre is young adult novels, 85% of which are written by women. He wrote a fucking biography of a television show, so you can go suck a dick. Unless you want that, then don't. R.I.P.
No dicks for you.
Yeah, no dicks for you.
It's like that discussion doesn't really come up when it's the other way around. It's 2014 now. It's not 1995. Political correctness needs to change.
Whoa.
Okay. There are worlds where white guys get shit too. No, there aren't.
They're trying to take the Christ out of Christmas.
It's on the verge of that, right? Yeah, like right. They're trying to take all of our guns.
Yeah.
They want our guns. They want our Jesus.
Yeah.
They want everything. They come and bring Ebola to our country, and we got to get rid of them. We got to get rid of every last one of them. We can't let every one of them just get away. We just got to kill them all. Take them all from the near streets you can find. We just got to get out there and get them.
You sound like people I've seen on Facebook.
Yeah.
Infowars.com.
You know what?
Uncles you have to block.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta block anything with Alex Jones on Facebook.
Yeah. Infowars.com.
Infowars.
Yeah.
This is the funniest.
Okay.
The most unintentionally funniest paragraph in the entire article. So he just went through this whole tirade where he tore apart sports stereotypes, female stereotypes. And says that there's reverse sexism in the publishing world.
I've got to read this entire article.
And then he says, after he says, there are worlds where white guys get shit too. I'm starting to do stand-up comedy now.
Oh, God. I'm sure he's great.
And it's hard to go up there and talk about how hard it is to be a guy. People don't want to hear it. A girl can go up there and talk all she wants about how hard it is to be a girl. And she gets applauded. These are obviously some of my own personal views and aren't as important. But I'm bringing up all this stuff because it's all very malleable. It's very flexible.
Oh, see, now I want to go up there and just, like, prove the guy wrong. Like, let me just give me, like, a good open mic night. Now we'll just, hey, Doc, let's go do it. Let's just,
it's a good idea.
We'll recount live stories of things women have done to us.
Yeah.
And people will just laugh, not realizing just how realistic it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't think the tears are tears of joy. No, it's pain. You're reliving every moment.
I think it's not so much that people don't want to hear how hard it is to be a guy. People don't want to hear how hard it is to be a douchebag.
Yeah, and he's probably just bombing because he's not funny.
Because he's not
funny.
He's
like,
yeah, exactly.
See, they don't want to hear what it's like.
Racism is not as funny as it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, now all the shows got black people and Indian people.
Yeah.
And they don't have to have that. Where are all the white people at?
Exactly. Like, Indians aren't coming to my shows. How am I supposed to relate to them?
So is his idea Sanjay and Gupta. What's it called? Sanjay and Craig.
Craig.
Sanjay and Gupta is like a doctor.
I don't know.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know.
He's on CNN.
CNN. Is yes, it? He is. Okay. He's CNN's medical guy.
You said Sanjay and Gupta.
Whatever.
Yeah. He's the guy that CNN brings out whenever there's something that sounds like it can kill you.
Yeah. Sanjay now Gupta. Dr. Sanjay Gupta's
coming out. He's going to tell us why Ebola isn't so terrifying.
So Sanjay and Craig, so his problem with it is that Sanjay doesn't have to be Indian.
He's saying that that Nickelodeon Brass threw in, made them make Sanjay an ethnic character.
Right.
For their own diversity agenda.
Okay.
And he doesn't get it because Indian people aren't working on that show, so why would they have to write an Indian character in?
Oh, because you can only write characters of your own
race. He gets to that.
All right. Let's see what's going on here.
What we really need to bring to the fore is, how good is the show? So now he's trying to get back to quality, right? How good is the end product? I don't really care who worked on it. I don't really care what sector of society it shows. What I care about is it good or is it bad? Pete and Pete is an amazing show. Who cares that it was made by white people and is about white people?
He seems to really care.
He cares so much.
Yeah.
That's not important.
This guy's got Pete and Pete posters on his wall.
Yeah. He does. He's got tattoos of Pete on each arm that he makes
He writes Pete and Pete / fiction.
He does.
Pete sucked Pete's cock.
Pete took polyjuice potion and became Pete and then sucked Pete off. It's cool, dude. It's like masturbating with your mouth.
Pete in Pete.
Pete in Pete. Yeah. There you go.
Pete and the Petey. Some of these other shows, My Brother and Me, Diego, and Legend of Korra, it's great that they're bringing diversity into a show into it now. Fantastic. But, you know, those shows are not nearly as good as Ren and Stimpy.
Hold on. Legend of Korra is like, fans of that show fucking love that show. It's a spinoff of Last Airbender.
I know. I watch it religiously.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's not some, like, obscure horseshit.
No, it's a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Let's see. But, you know, those shows are not nearly as good as Ren and Stimpy, which was made by white people.
Yeah.
Or Pete and Pete, which was all white people. I'm not saying white people are better at it or anything.
Yeah.
Which is sort of what you're inferring.
But were there any black people in Mission Control when they put a man on the moon?
You're not seeing Love and Hip Hop get Emmys.
Actually, that's an actual quote, by the way, from Anthony Cumia.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Please don't quote him on this show.
I won't.
I'm just saying that part doesn't matter. What matters is how good it is and does it hold the test of time. This is, I was talking with the guy who wrote for DC. Now, I'm not sure what guy he's talking about, but just some guy that works for DC.
Bob Kane.
He made a really good point. And his point being, why does someone who's making something about black person need to be black? Why does someone making a show about an Indian person need to be Indian? Why does someone making a show about women need to be a woman? If you're making something about an alien, you don't need to be an alien to do it.
He just contradicted himself.
Well, he's clearly misguided. Yes, he did.
Yeah. Like, the point of that, what he just said, completely contradicts his problem with Sanjay and Gupta. If all the writers are white, then why did they make an Indian character?
Yes, I know.
And then he goes on and says, you don't have to write your own race.
Yeah.
He just fucking contradicted himself. What an idiot.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all sorts of fucktardery.
Yeah.
All around this. Okay, so the interviewer finally gets another word edgewise. If it doesn't matter as long as the show is good, if Sanjay and Craig is a good show, why would it bother you that they made the main character Indian American?
Okay, here we go. Okay. Here's where it gets down to the fucking real shit.
It's been a sliding slope this entire time.
Because fuck Indians.
I think that it does the culture a disservice.
The culture?
That's what he said. If I were Indian, or Jewish, for example... Whoa, 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 whoa. Pump the brakes here, buddy. Jewish? Where do we get Jewish from?
Hold on. This guy's going someplace. I want to ask train.
He jumped.
This train wreck has now gotten... It's on fire, and I want to see where we're going.
If I were Indian, or Jewish, for example, and watch something where the characters are Jewish or supposed to be, and if it's not specific to that, then I start to wonder, why are they doing this? It becomes... blackface.
Wait. Wouldn't blackface be if he was like,
Deeble double, deeble double.
Yes.
I own 7 Quickie Marts.
Yes.
That would be like blackface.
You know what's, right? You know what's Indian blackface?
What?
Is fucking Apu
yeah.
on The Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Clearly.
But just some Indian kid who's like, I have a steak.
Yeah.
And they just go on wacky adventures together.
Unless, is he constantly going, doo-doo-doo.
No. No.
To the snake.
Is there a flying carpet?
No.
Turban.
I can show no. you the world.
I think, you know what? I think the snake sometimes wraps himself up like a turban to disguise himself.
Oh.
That's fine. Nah, that's fine.
But it's the snake. It's the snake that wears it.
It's
not.
It's like
Indian
Adventure Time. It's like when the dog does stuff. You just let, right. it, you let it happen. Yeah. Just let it happen.
Yeah.
He's milking his nipples.
That's what just Stephen Collins said.
Just let it happen. Just let it happen. Milking my nipples.
R. Kelly was the soundtrack.
Gonna piss on you.
Yeah.
Pee, pee, pee. The interviewer says, there's no comparison between Sanjay and Craig and blackface. Sanjay is voiced by an Indian-American actor.
Yeah.
So it's not blackface because the guy that's doing it is Indian-American.
Right.
Right? And then he says, but the people who are making it are not. Look, I love Bob's Burgers people. I just don't understand why they felt the need to do that. Why not have it be an Indian creators doing it? And have it.
He just contradicted himself again.
Yeah.
Ugh.
He says, he claims that Nickelodeon's been doing it for the past 15 to 20 years, that they've been just interjecting this diversity, and it's gross to him. And the interviewer says, you keep speaking of the quality of television shows. He says, because you obviously want to make sure a show is good above all, but if there's a good show about a white guy and there's a good show about an Indian kid, what would be the difference if both are good quality? Like, yeah. And the guy interrupts him. We're going back in circles.
Yeah.
I feel that, it's exploitative and I feel that it's predatory.
Ugh. Fuck this guy.
The interviewer says, I think it's mostly to get kids to, and he cuts them off again. You're saying, if it doesn't matter, then why not let them be Indian? I'm saying, if it doesn't matter, why make them Indian?
Because why not?
Exactly.
Because why not?
Because why not?
Yeah.
He says, I would be offended if one of the friends on Clifford the Big Red Dog was put in a wheelchair. It's like, I understand the idea of there's someone like me, but it's necessary that the show is actually saying something.
Does he have
doing
a problem
with it.
When the deaf kid was on Barney?
Probably.
Why did they need to make him deaf? They never mentioned that he's deaf.
Okay. So basically, we just interviewed Grandpa.
Yeah. I like that at the end of this, it says, update. A publicist from Nickelodeon reached out to confirm that, yes, Clarissa was a huge hit. Massive.
There you go.
Additionally, it should be noted that the New York Super Week event being moderated by Matthew is not sanctioned by or sponsored by Nickelodeon.
Distance. All right.
So this guy's a complete tool.
Yeah, clearly.
And I can't understand. The funniest part about this whole thing, though, is take a guess at the other things that he's published.
Why the Disney Channel and diversity stinks.
It's a lot of fan fiction erotica.
Really?
It's fucking
it's
a lot of like best of erotica.
Oh wow.
Like anthology
50
books.
Shades of Pete.
Yeah, yeah. He has a pseudonym that he writes under that's all like really trashy self published Amazon porn.
Clarissa explains my balls. All right. Let's go to break with a Docky Weeds fun fact.
Docky Weeds fun fact. It's fact. And it's fun.
Columbus Day is coming up.
Is it?
It's actually, if you're listening live, it's coming up on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you download the episode when it actually drops, it is Monday.
It's okay.
Columbus Day. Yeah.
Happy Columbus Day.
Yeah. So, fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Columbus ships were called the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, which
true.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what many people do not know is that Christopher Columbus was a great lover of exotic coffees.
Really?
Yes. And he had a fourth ship, a small schooner, that exclusively carried several hundred pounds of coffee beans. The ship was called the Cappuccino, which is what the popular beverage is now named after.
No, it wasn't.
Yes. Also,
it's like a dude in a dinghy. Just
no, listen. Yeah, this is true. This is what the drink is named after.
Okay,
the
all right.
His fourth ship, the Cappuccino. Also, Christopher Columbus was not his real name.
Really?
He was born Cristoforo Colombino. Cristoforo Colombino.
Okay.
But he changed it to distance himself from the Columbine Massacre. That's a Dog of the Week's fun fact.
Nice.
Are we doing Nerdigories?
Somebody tweeted us a Nerdigories topic.
The Hard to Swallow podcast.
Hard to Swallow podcast.
Yeah. Which is Twitter. At Bidwell Fog. Odd Twitter handle for that podcast name. At Bidwell Fog, the Hard to Swallow podcast. They said, Shy Kids, with Halloween approaching, I want to hear the horror nerd stuff. Favorite and least favorite horror films, scary traditions. This is a bunch of hashtags here. How about favorite horror films? Let's do that for Nerdigories.
Favorite horror films?
Horror films.
Or horror franchises.
Yeah.
Because either or, it doesn't matter.
Films or franchises.
But the way that they would cancel as well would be like if you said original Halloween and you said Halloween like H2O, it's part of the same franchise, they would cancel.
They would cancel, okay. I'm going to make a little extra rule here, just to make it a little bit harder. No horror comedies.
Oh, so no like...
No Shaun of the Dead, no Evil Dead.
No Army of Darkness.
No Army of Darkness.
No Cabin in the Woods.
No Return of the Living Dead, no Cabin in the Woods. So just horror. Straight horror. Think you could do that? Five?
Yeah.
You come up with five? Okay, cool. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ali. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit.
Danny Glover.
I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit out here. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are the shy kids.
And we're back.
He went NPR with it.
That was NPR. For
nice
sure.
Touch. All right.
And this is NPR now with black people. Today in rap news.
Young Jeezy.
This other American life.
Yeah.
On NPR.
All right. So
before the break, you gave us our Nerdigories category, which was our favorite horror movies or franchises, non-comedy.
Non-horror comedy.
Okay.
Which knocked off a bunch for me, because I love horror comedy.
Those are the ones that I've seen more recently that sort of stay in my library now.
Yeah.
My wife is not a big fan of horror films, so I have to, like, sneak.
Yeah.
Horror films are, like, if she goes away on business or something, those are my opportunities to see the current horror films.
Now, Left 4 Dead on Xbox really ruined horror movies for me.
The horror games. Yeah, games. Yeah. A lot of games out now are horror genre, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's exactly why. Because it's just like, well, instead of watching these people make dumb decisions throughout this damn thing,
you can make those dumb decisions for them.
Thank you. And it's even great when you're playing with a girlfriend, because then you're able to point out like all of her flaws. Yeah. You're just like, okay, like clearly this is training right here. We can't be together because you don't know how to reload an M16.
You're missing every freaking zombie.
It's like it's one button on your controller. Like if you can't press that one button, we can't be together.
You know, sweetheart, if shit goes down, I'm going to have to kill you first because you're absolutely useless.
Yeah. All right.
Like, just, I'll kill you and I'll be at the Costco.
Just living in the Costco.
That's where you go. In the event of a natural disaster, they have gasoline, food, and recliners.
Perfect.
And microwaves to heat the food up.
Right.
Yeah. Why don't we have our guest start?
Yeah, Quentin, you'll go first.
We do a round robin style, so you just
name one.
You name one from your list, and then if any of us match, we have to say we match, and then we lose points.
Dawn of the Dead.
Not on my list. Great movie, but
not on my list either, nor are any of the Dead movies on my list.
I didn't go zombie.
Yeah, so point for you.
Awesome.
Yeah. And Dawn of the Dead is a classic.
It is.
Or are you talking about the remake? Because that's good, too.
The classic.
Okay. The classic.
George Romero.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Romero.
It's back when indie fucking horror films were great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Indiana Jones made a horror film?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Rob Zombie really tried to bring that back. I was like,
yeah.
House of 1,000 Corpses.
And then House of 2,000 Corpses.
The Devil's Playground.
Devil's Rejects.
And yeah, they're kind of just,
You didn't like them?
You know,
it's gore for gore's sake.
It's gore for gore, which is fine, but the evil family is just not, it's not like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre family are fucked up.
Yeah.
Those are fucked up people.
So you need depth to your crazy.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
You need reason to your crazy.
Not reason. Like, just, they need to be, I don't want to laugh at their jokes.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't want to be entertained by the clown.
I want to be terrified of the clown. You don't want to relate to a killer.
Not if it's one of those types of movies where they're like, we're a bunch of crazy motherfuckers and we just do crazy shit, you know, like.
Hills Have Eyes remake?
Yes.
Those fucking creepy ass hillbillies.
They were creepy looking hillbillies.
Yeah, and they were, ugh.
What you got, Doc?
Oh, my turn. Okay. Let's go classic. The Thing.
Ooh, another good classic movie.
Yeah. Kurt Russell with a beard. John Carpenter movie.
Yeah, The Thing. Not on my list. The Thing. I haven't seen The Thing in a long time,
it's
man.
It's a good movie.
Never seen it.
Never seen The Thing?
I've never seen it.
It's really good.
Does it hold up?
Yeah, it holds up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw it late, too. So I saw it, like, already in the 2000s.
Okay.
And I liked it, so it holds up.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look into that.
Yeah.
Into seeing that one again. Cause I do remember liking it.
Scary alien, invading a base in Alaska.
Okay.
It takes people's form, so you don't know who is the alien.
Oh, you mean like phantoms?
Shut the fuck up. Point for me?
Yeah, point. Right. Point for The Thing.
Corey.
First on my list is actually not a classic one. I'll go against a trend here. It's an independent Canadian horror film.
Boo.
Degrassi? No.
Scary as
shit. I liked it mainly because of like the environment when I saw it and like I don't know. There was something super quirky about it, and it was independently done. So the special effects are done practically, and it is actually really good.
All right,
for as sort of shitty as it could be,
Girl?
Ginger Snaps.
Oh, the little werewolf lesbian.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. That was really good.
Ginger Snaps is a lot better than it should be for the type of indie movie that it is.
I had a coworker who made me watch Ginger Snaps.
Really,
and when he did, I thanked him. Everybody thought he was like a crazy and a dick. I was like, oh, no, I really just get this guy. He's just fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like once I saw that, it was just like, oh, I could put your personality together. Nah.
Is it a good werewolf movie?
It is a great
movie. I haven't seen it.
It's great.
It's an awesome movie.
Yeah, I always call it the lesbian werewolf movie, even though I think they're sisters.
They are sisters. Yeah.
But the box cover makes it seem like it's a lesbian werewolf.
Ginger Snaps. Point.
Quentin.
Number two.
The Deuce. Right.
Saw.
Oh, Saw. Damn, Saw.
The first Saw.
The first Saw.
Yes.
How'd you like how that franchise developed?
Oh.
It was like
watching. It was like watching Lost.
When did you duck out? What number?
Three.
Three.
That's when I ducked out too. Yeah, yeah.
So But
years later, I went back and just binge watched the rest of them, and it was just like, oh, this is just getting so progressively.
Can
worse.
I tell you why Saw 5 is the worst one?
Sure.
Okay.
I gotta know.
This is the entire movie of Saw 5. Talked about this before.
Yeah.
A cop walks into a scene.
It's a Sandra Bullock movie about her dead husband and
no.
Premonition.
A cop walks into a scene, has somebody else's flashback, and then goes, I knew it! And then he walks into another scene, has that same somebody else's flashback, and then goes, I knew it! It's like, you're seeing him, like, he's flashbacking to what the bad guy... It's supposed to be like he's investigating the scene and figuring out what happened.
Yeah.
But that's the whole movie, is him just walking from scene to scene going, huh. And then it cuts to what happened there, and then it cuts back, and he goes, I knew it!
It's
the stupidest fucking
movie. The structure
movie.
Is like Skinamax movies, where it's like somebody talks for a little while, and then it just sort of fades away, and two people start fucking, and you're like, where did these people come from?
Yeah. Yeah. So fuck that movie. Saw 5. But Saw 1 is good. Point for Saw.
Yeah, Saw. Great, great franchise.
Okay, I'm also going
with... Oh, great movie, bad franchise.
Newer one. You know, in the grand scheme of things, newer. The Ring.
Ooh, The Ring is very good, too.
Yeah. I met with a friend who I hadn't seen in years. Like, it was like a, oh, let's hang out. We haven't seen each other in years type deal. And we met, and we're like, let's see a movie. Oh, The Ring. And then we both sat there terrified. Like, but we hadn't seen each other in years, so we were just like, don't act like you're actually scared.
Macho is macho, does motherfucker.
The Ring is probably the dumbest premise for a horror film, but
premise,
it is...
Yes, execution.
It is an awesome execution.
It's great.
Yeah. Whereas The Grudge is the opposite.
Great premise, dumb execution.
Dumb execution.
Yeah. That's The Grudge.
I remember when she fucking climbed out of that well, walked up to the TV, then climbed through the fucking TV.
Yeah.
I lost my shit in a theater.
I didn't think that was going to happen.
I lost my shit in a theater. Like,
I saw it on rental while I was like just at my cousin's house the first time I saw it. And when she walked through the TV, it was like, oh.
Oh.
Well, I guess this is happening now.
Yeah.
Wait, like, this bitch could do this?
I thought she would sort of...
She didn't walk through my TV?
I thought she would sort of maybe... Because she clearly kills you.
Right.
So I thought she would sort of maybe teleport out of the TV.
Mm.
But she straight up crawls out of the TV.
She breaks the fourth plane.
Yeah.
And gets out of your TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that
then
was
when
creepy
she's
as
standing
shit.
There, then she does a quick teleport towards you. It's like, bah!
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie. After watching The Ring... I had naughty thoughts about watching the yoga channel and like women climbing out of the TV. I was so hopeful.
The Ring put that into your mindset?
Yeah.
I always said that if like some...
But if like a hot chick, not like a dead little girl.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it wouldn't happen with a dead girl, but yeah, can't be one of the girls from the yoga channel.
It can't
not
be Christie Brinkley in her yoga special.
No,
I always
Kate
said
Upton.
Like if some creepy dead woman ghost thing was about to murder me, I would just like try to make out with it. It's like, maybe this will work.
Maybe they just didn't see enough love.
She just needs to get laid, guys. That's all.
After seeing The Ring, Lilo and Stitch was never the same for me.
That is the girl. She's also Donnie Darko's little sister.
She is S. Darko, yes.
Yeah. Don't bring up S. Darko. all right. Point for me?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yes.
Corey.
And the next one is a movie that messed me up as a little kid. I probably shouldn't have watched it as a little kid.
It.
But all work and no play
That's my
makes
guess.
Corey a dull boy. The Shining.
Oh.
I also had The
Shining. God damn it.
Sorry. I thought it was going to be It also.
Yeah.
It freaked me out through the first half. And then the end came and it was Big Spider. And I was like, really? That's fucking it?
Yeah, that was... I hated the ending of It.
My parents had like
He's
a VHS.
He's a spider from space.
my parents had the VHS like double pack that it came in. one night we watched the first half of It. The next night we watched the second half of It. I had nightmares through that first night. Like, oh my God, fucking clown. Like,
yeah.
I can't believe, there's so much, it's, I can't get it out of my head. Like,
we all float down here.
It was the, him in the, in like the, it was, yeah. Yeah, the severed head and the,
yeah.
And, yeah, and then after watching the second half, I was just like, fucking, that's it. Really?
Fuck it.
This is stupid. Yeah.
But why didn't
and my
you
dad was like, yeah.
Yeah, it gets dumb.
He's like, that's why I didn't have, res- yeah. you know, it's reservation like Kill showing Bill. You, because it's kind of stupid.
I like Kill Bill too.
No. I'm not saying that Kill Bill's bad.
Yeah.
I'm saying that watching Kill Bill in separate parts doesn't work for a lot of people.
Right.
Oh, I'm one of those. I would rather just be one long movie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would have sat 4.5 hours in a theater. I don't care. Just put it all together, make it make sense.
Well, Whole Bloody Fair is supposed to be coming out like next year, so
hopefully.
Yeah, well, he's taking it through festivals right now.
Yeah.
And it's very, very limited. Whether or not he'll do it wide is he'll probably won't. You'll probably have to go to like the Arclight or.
Well, because you know, at the end of Kill Bill Volume 1, where Bill goes, does she know that her kid's still alive?
Yeah, that's what we know. It's not
that's there. Not supposed to be there. You're that's cut, and you're supposed to find out the kid's alive at the end when the kid's alive.
Hmm.
But they did that because they wanted to tease Kill Bill Volume 2. Yeah. So in the full cut, that scene is gone.
And instead, there's an extra longer anime.
And that would have been
that's in the
awesome. That would have been awesome.
Yes.
It was if in the movie you're like, oh, fuck, she's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you just killed all these people, and she's alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That makes me even more upset that he's
it's like they shouldn't have revealed From Dusk Till Dawn's twist in the trailer. Dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had to go and show the cool makeup
so
job.
So we canceled on Shining, so we just
fucking
lost.
Shining. All right.
Go ahead. Quentin.
28 days.
Later? 28 days later?
Oh, yeah, 28 days later.
Because 28 days, I think, is a Sandra Bullock movie.
Which is just as creepy.
Yeah.
I mean,
what was the
Sandra Bullock
sequel?
In rehab.
28 weeks later was 28 the sequel.
Weeks later.
Yeah.
Those are good movies?
28 yes. Days Later is great. 28 Weeks Later has a great opening, and the rest is
really.
Yeah, like the opening scene is brilliant, and it makes you go, oh fuck. This is going to be a good movie, and then it's not.
Then it's not.
Yeah.
It totally isn't.
That's just like, oh, undersold.
Point for 28 days later.
Awesome. I would have put that had I remembered it. Totally forgot it.
Well, that one I have on Blu-ray. Like, that was the first horror movie I bought on Blu-ray.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. My turn. Well, The Shining's gone.
Yeah.
A more modern one, and I put two here because they're the same movie, because one is a remake of the other. There's the American one and then the original Spanish one. The American one is called Quarantine. And the Spanish one is called REC, standing for Record.
Yeah.
REC.
Hmm. Quarantine has
Dexter's sister.
Jennifer Carpenter?
Yeah, Dexter's sister. Jennifer Carpenter.
I remember seeing that and really liking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, being sort of surprised by
creepy
by
as being, fuck.
Yeah. It's really gross. It's sort of on the same lines that they do a better job of it, but like Cabin Fever being creepy, like, because it wasn't really like a monster.
Right.
It was just like, your skin falls off.
Yeah.
And you're fucked.
But Quarantine is monstrous.
It is monster.
Yeah. Creepy zombies with sharp teeth.
Yeah.
I didn't really, dig Quarantine when I saw it.
You didn't dig Quarantine?
No.
I saw that in the theater also and also sat there terrified.
I think that's probably my issue is that because I didn't see it in a theater. I saw it at home.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, those movies where like you're in an isolated spot and you're fucked, those I don't like those.
Yeah.
those movies give me the creeps. You know?
Yeah.
Like there is no way that you're getting out of like even Cabin in the Woods, I was sort of reserved about that because somebody told me that like they go into a spot and they're not allowed to leave.
Yeah. You didn't realize it was a total fucking
And then yeah,
comedy.
I didn't realize it was a whole like sort of farce on the horror genre.
Yeah.
Point
for me?
But yeah, you get a point for Quarantine.
Cool. Corey.
Gotta go with probably the ultimate horror film from Hitchcock, Psycho.
That's what I had. That's my last one.
Son of a bitch.
You fucker.
You fucking...
Just canceled twice.
You cocksucker.
See, this is exactly why I cheated. I figured I'm coming on a podcast with two film guys. We're gonna do this nerd categories thing. They're gonna go ahead and pick classic films that any... body that's a film student would pick.
Yeah.
Psycho, classic.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant the Gus Van Sant version.
That still doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Same franchise.
I'm kidding. But,
yeah. At least you didn't say, like, Psycho 2 or Psycho 3. It was really bad.
It still wouldn't have mattered. That would have canceled.
Yeah. So it's just like, I picked things that you guys would not pick. Yeah. Mainstream, just like right down the middle.
The thing I like about Psycho is that it doesn't really show a tremendous amount, but it's still very terrifying.
The inference is so powerful. I love it.
The fright is all in your mind.
Can I tell you?
And because of that, it still holds up.
Can I tell you a privilege
as terrifying?
I watched Psycho not knowing the twist ending.
Really?
Yeah. And it totally works.
It totally works.
It's like, oh, fuck, really?
I want to think that I had the same type of viewing experience. Right. The first time I watched it,
yeah,
but I've seen it so many times since.
Right.
That, you know.
Yeah.
My art teacher in middle school made us sit and watch Psycho.
That's when I saw it, yeah.
And she made us write reports and then paint. Like, she was obsessed with Psycho.
Yeah, it was my high school video teacher had us watch Psycho.
It was, I just loved it. I actually credit her with me wanting to actually write. And that was because of her. It was just like, oh, hey, look, you're going to watch this movie where they don't show any blood. But you're going to be freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
The cinematography in that movie is amazing.
Right.
And I think that's why it holds up, because the innovative shots, too.
No points for us. We canceled.
But it's a great movie.
Quentin.
Go ahead.
Are you on your last one, or do you have two more?
I have two more, but okay. Honestly, at this point,
I have two more.
I just can't, yeah.
Go for it.
Friday the 13th.
Ah, okay. There you go.
Those are...
That's Jason.
Jason movies. Yeah. Jason Voorhees. Okay.
But Friday not the 13th. In the first one.
Yeah. Oh, it's his
mother.
Spoiler alert, it's his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mommy dearest.
You know what? I never really got into that era of horror.
I do like Jason X.
I loved it. I love Jason because he just starts killing. He just keeps
right.
Kill.
Yeah, that was the sort of era of the sort of super monster.
Yeah.
Where they can never be killed.
Mike Myers.
Yeah, Mike Myers, Jason, even Freddy.
Yeah.
Like, they can't ever die. Nope. They'll just keep coming after you.
Oh, I forgot Freddy.
Yeah.
I would have put a Freddy.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I didn't.
Okay, well, spoiler alert. Point for you, Corey.
Yeah, it goes to you.
Oh, well, I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah, I'm out.
We canceled two. You're out?
Yeah, I said The Thing, The Ring, The Shining canceled, Quarantine, Psycho canceled.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, well, next on my list is creepy, not because of the ghosts that are in it.
Yeah.
But because of the actress that gets rid of the ghosts.
Ooh. Oh.
Poltergeist?
I almost put this, too.
This house is clean.
This house is clean.
Her name's like Zelda...
Something like that.
Zelda Cobblepot. I don't know.
Cobblepot. She's the penguin's wife.
Yeah.
But yeah, Poltergeist. Classic movie. And everybody that was involved in that movie, except for Craig T. Nelson, has like some sort of weird fucking curse on them, and they all died.
Right.
Yeah. And Craig T. Nelson stuck on NBC forever.
Right. Is he still on TV?
He's on Parenthood.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's a good show.
I forgot that was a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and me both until this week. Like, I accidentally found it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Parenthood's the still on? Last season.
Yeah.
This season.
That's like when I found out, Jag was still on. So,
you want to know how Craig T. Nelson's like really rolling the dice on this whole little like Poltergeist curse thing? His character has cancer in Parenthood. I mean, I don't care. Spoiler
Whoa,
alert.
Whoa, spoiler alert. I haven't started in my DVR. He has cancer now?
It's Parenthood. Like, if you're just now figuring
his
it out.
His character had cancer. His daughter-in-law had cancer like 2 seasons ago.
He has cancer. He has cancer.
It's contagious.
And so they're like.
It's contagious.
The kids are bonding together to get him to get the surgery. But it's just like, dude, you have a curse on you. Like,
yeah, don't play terminally ill people.
Yeah.
Like, you're pushing it.
You're really just like pushing it a little too close there.
What would be great is if instead of dying of cancer, a tree grabs him and just sucks him into the earth. While he's trying to dig a pool in his backyard.
He's got
to
rape him, though, like an Evil Dead.
A little bit, yeah.
He's on a plane that mysteriously disappears and just like somewhere over Singapore.
The Langoliers. All right.
So, yeah, Poltergeist.
Okay. Point, yeah.
All right.
Quentin, your last one.
Nightmare on Elm Street, actually. Which, I love the first one.
Yeah. See, I would have picked 3, Dream Warriors.
I never saw 3. My parents didn't let me.
Three's the best one, like, with one.
They're Which is the one where Freddy comes out of a waterbed through somebody's stomach?
That's number two.
The number two?
That's, I thought that was number one. Isn't it Johnny Depp's stomach?
Yeah, it is.
Is it Johnny Depp's stomach?
It's Johnny Depp's stomach at number one.
Damn. That's such an awesome special effects scene.
Dream Warriors is where the girl from the first movie who
goes
survived
into...
it, she is in a mental asylum, and she convinces all the other, like, mental people that, you know, Freddy exists. And so they start to try to learn how to control their dreams so that they can fight Freddy back. They start trying to lucid dream. So, like, one of the guys is this, like, super, like, fucking... what do you call that? Asperger-y nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, I got wizard powers in dreams and shit like that.
Inception.
Inception, yes.
Inception.
Yeah. It's Inception, but with Freddy.
Right.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. It's a totally better premise.
That's Dream Warriors. But yeah. Freddy's a good one. I like Freddy.
He's classic. He's
Of the sort of... that era, I would gravitate towards watching the Friday, or Nightmare on Elm Street's than I would the Friday the 13th.
Yeah, he's like wisecrack when he murdered you.
So, the only, my parents didn't know what Nightmare on Elm Street was when they first let me watch it. And so they were just like, oh, well, clearly, go ahead and watch it. They were like, oh, well, that's just, you can't watch that one. But somehow was allowed to watch Friday the 13th movies. Somehow, the senseless beating of white people was just perfectly fine.
That one's fine.
Yeah.
But the whole getting inside your head, and yeah, that was just like, yeah, it's giving you nightmares. You can't watch
that. Did Freddy versus Jason blow your mind?
Oh, dude. I went to the theater for that.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I was just like, yeah, I don't care. I went and saw it in IMAX 3D. I paid the $30.
Yeah. I remember seeing that movie and being like, was the stoner part supposed to go to Jason Mewes and they just recast it at the last second? Because that was clearly Jay.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possible.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have one more, right, Corey?
I do have one more.
Okay. What is it?
It's all for you, Damien. The Omen.
Oh, I almost put that too. We could have canceled on so much.
It's probably my favorite horror movie of all time.
I have not seen them, and I want to watch them in order on all four.
What? You know, like, Omen series is good.
I thought there was only three originals and then a remake.
It might be. Well, the remake was like a made-for-TV, wasn't it? Or was it
theatrical? No, the remake is theatrical. The third sequel is made-for-TV.
That's what it
is. And that's where Sam Neill, Alan Grant from Jurassic Park, is an adult Damien.
Right.
Yeah.
The first Omen, though, because it was done in the 70s, every effect is practical. Yeah. Like, when heads come off, heads come off. When somebody gets impaled, somebody is impaled.
The priest in the first Omen that gets impaled by the...
by the cross?
By the cross is the second Doctor.
Really?
Second Doctor Who, Patrick Troughton. That's him.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. That's an even cooler connection to the Omen.
Yeah.
The best shot, though.
Doctor Who gives a shit.
The best shot, though, is the mom falling off of the second story,
balcony
banister
thing. Banister.
Inside the house and falling to below.
Yeah.
Super practical effect done all with perspective and like they built a floor and glued shit to it and turned it on its side and like, because it's like, I wish that they would bring back more practical effects for horror films.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that's what JJ's doing with the new Star Wars. They're doing all practical.
And it excites me to no end that, you know, fill it mostly with practical effects and then, like, sprinkle in your CG to fill out the world, but don't make, like, entire characters CG.
Yeah.
Because it just, like...
Can I tell you why?
They don't quite mesh well.
Green Lantern.
The reason JJ went with practical effects... It's a cool story.
Because he's awesome?
No. I think it was like his friend's kid or his niece or something like that had seen the prequels where it's all, you know, CG.
Mm-hmm.
CG Yoda walking around, shit like that. Then they saw the originals.
Mm-hmm.
And when Yoda came on screen, they went, oh, he's real. The kid recognized that he wasn't CG anymore.
Wow.
And went... he's real. He's a real person. Like, the kid was excited by this. They recognize that CG Yoda looks like a fucking cartoon character walking around.
Because he defies physics
and
when he moves.
Puppet Yoda looks like a real fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
And Frank Oz bringing him to life.
And that's JJ, like, brought that to, like, Disney and was like, see?
Right.
See, we need to go practical.
I am super puppets. Excited. Yeah. Super excited about a practical affected Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Especially done because they
without
they
could George take, Lucas.
Especially well done, yeah, without George Lucas' yeah. hands on it. But like they can take like the technology is so great now that they could even sort of clean up some of the awkwardness of the practical effects.
Yeah.
That might take you out. Like, oh, that's sort of like the way the mouth is moving isn't quite. They could go in and like digitally sort of touch
yeah,
that
you,
up.
Yeah, you go practical and then fix the problem.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that is the absolute way to go. And I hope this starts a trend in movies again yeah. where people trust more practical effects.
I think it's going to have to actually be costly in order for it to do that. And I think that's going to be the big hang up is finding a way to do the practical effects on a
cheaper than the CG.
Well, they already don't want to pay the CG effects guys to do anything.
Yeah, because they're
that
like
whole thing.
Fucking dickbags.
They keep outsourcing to other countries.
And then they get all mad at Andy Serkis.
Right.
Because he was like, yeah, well, I'm playing the role, and they just paint around it.
Right.
They're like, we do more than that, fucker. They got like really mad at Andy Serkis for saying that he mostly plays the role, and they paint a monkey face on me.
Yeah. They're basically glorified makeup artists.
All right.
Although, probably would have been more captivating if they had just made a monkey face prosthetics around him.
Could have been.
I don't know.
I liked Rise of the Apes.
The newest one was decent, yeah.
I didn't see the newest one. I saw Rise.
The newest one, what is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
Is it Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
No, it's Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, then Rise.
Then Rise.
No, Rise is first.
Is it Rise?
Yeah,
it
Rise
Dawn.
Is first.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, not as good.
Yeah, that's the second one.
As Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, Rise was good. I mean, you don't have John Lithgow in the second one? Fuck it.
It's all right. Yeah. It's just kind of weak.
Right.
You know, like, it's entertaining for like a Planet of the Apes movie, but like...
Yeah.
It's not as good as the first one.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, we're talking about horror films. The Omen.
If we tally up our points.
Oh, yes. I have three. Doc, what do you have?
I have three.
Three. Ooh, we're tied. Come Dancer, possibly.
Quentin.
How many do you get?
I got five.
Son of a bitch.
Our guests always beat us.
Our guests are undefeated. Undefeated at this fucking game.
No, we've beaten a couple. But,
have we?
But for a long time.
Who have we beaten?
I think we beat Callie Logan.
Nope.
No, she won?
I'm pretty sure she won.
Ah, fuck. I have no clue then. Game, you might be right. All right, our guests beat us at Nerdigories every time.
God damn it.
So what, we don't win a Jumbo Jack, right?
yeah, Doc will buy you Jack in the Box tacos on your way home.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh.
Now that I have a little bit more money than I thought I had.
Yeah. You get this t-shirt that's in my garage. Yeah. Let me find it.
He's
first.
Been using it to clean up oil.
It's my jerk off towel.
No, you're just King Geek of the Week.
Yeah, you just get to claim that you were the best geek for a whole week.
Yeah,
don't let it go to your head. It means nothing.
I feel empowered. You all bow before me.
All right, this episode is extra long, so I'm going to be in the editing bay for a while.
You had a black guy. What do you expect?
Only by a half an hour.
Look, you weren't too late. All right.
Quick plugs.
Tubuku.
Do you have a plug? Do you have anything to plug?
Actually, no. Like, me and my friend Kumasi have actually been thinking about doing... Because we've been playing Destiny a lot lately.
Yeah.
And we were thinking about doing a podcast while playing Destiny because it's pretty much when we...
Like a Let's Play? Like a video thing?
Almost like that. We're just us while we're playing talking about random shit because...
Okay.
And usually we have a cast of characters, you know, random friends. And so we're thinking about calling it Niggas in Space. Because
it's
basically all Destiny has become because it has no cohesive story. You just basically go from one planet to another just blowing holes and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much how it works.
So.
I like it.
If I were going to play anything, it would probably be that. So.
All right. Coming soon, Niggas in Space.
Yeah. Perfect. We're on the way. We're on our way to Mars. Yeah. Like that was actually a thing. It's like, man, we going to Mars. We're going to shoot some aliens. Like, I got some missions to do. Like, cause have you guys played Destiny?
I haven't played it yet. No.
I'm not really that much of a gamer.
He plays Donkey Kong.
No problem. So
I'm a Mario Kart.
The general premise of it is just basically like, okay, well, get your closest friends together and we're going to play Halo with like your two closest friends going from planet to planet, just blowing holes and shit.
Yeah.
And they sold it as, oh, it's going to be World of Warcraft meets Halo.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually more like Phantasy Star Online meets Diablo.
I don't get that reference.
That meant nothing to Corey.
Yeah.
Doc found that hilarious.
So it's basically like saying, okay, we're going to give you like Coke and Sprite, and instead you're getting RC Cola and Fanta Clear.
There you go.
I got you.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, okay, so we're just going to get knockoff and ripoff here and just... There's no, he's like, when you beat the game, literally nothing happens. You get a gun. You get a gun, and the person who gives the gun floats off into space.
You have won the game. Here is your gun. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
I'll see you next time you win the game.
Well, right. That's because Activision's figured out that, well, if we don't sell them a whole game, it's going to piss them off, but they're still going to buy the DLC.
Yeah. The DLC will complete the story.
Yes.
Dicks. No, it won't.
Yeah.
Not at all. So now you have to wait for these other two expansion packs. You're paying $40 for them. You already paid $60 for the game. Literally, the game's $100.
Yeah.
It's basically what it's come down to. As I said, yeah, we niggas in space.
Niggas in space.
We go to Mars.
That's a great title. I don't know if iTunes will allow that title.
I don't think so either.
All right. My plugs are, you can follow me on Twitter at DockyWeets. You can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/DockyWeets. And, my other podcast, Two Fat Daleks, at sharktank.com. Shark ends in C instead of K. So sharstank.com.
Sharstank.
Corey.
You can follow me on Twitter at Corey D. Cook. You can follow my record label, Arcadian Records, at Arcadian Records, on Twitter, or go to arcadianrecords.com for all your Arcadian Records needs. Look for upcoming shows for Jeff Martin. Jeff Martin. Go out and buy his EP, Irie Me, available everywhere you buy downloadable music. My band is going to be starting a like GoFundMe account.
Yeah.
To replace our stolen computer and help pay for new studio time.
Got it.
So I'll probably have details about that next show, but keep your eyes and ears peeled for that.
All right.
Please help us get back what was once ours.
Yeah.
A year's worth of music, that is, that was stolen.
Someone broke into his house and stole the laptop where their album was saved.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are. I don't know where they are. Probably will find them.
You have a particular set of skills.
Well, black guy in Orange County, of course. Every cop assumes I have those skills.
I think that's it. Thank you so much, Quentin, for coming down and sitting in, filling in as a guest host.
Yep. No problem. I enjoyed it.
It was a ton of fun.
Was that a fat joke?
No. God, damn it. Everything I say today can be turned against.
I thought I could see my tattoo. You're talking about tons of fun. Like, tons of fun. Shit.
You got it across your belly.
Shrug life.
Oh, that could be the name of this show.
Shrug life. Make that the bonus episode.
That's the title
that we
of
cut
this.
Out of this.
That's the title of this podcast.
Shrug life.
One of them. All right.
What do we close with? Go to shykids.com.
Theshykids.com.
That's what I meant. Theshykids.com to do Shy Kids things.
To download our episodes.
To download our episodes.
You know what was awesome? I like how quickly you guys removed Dean from the site, though. That was just like... It was like I get it. Like, okay, he's gone. He's moved on to greener pastures. Let's go ahead and I hit the refresh, but he was gone. I was literally like from one podcast to another, hit like refresh. Like, wait, what the hell?
The whole site changed.
Yeah.
No, to be honest, it was 2 weeks in the works.
We did wait.
That's not even like a proper memorial.
We lost an episode that would have made it 2 weeks solid. until the site changed.
We recorded the Dean is quitting the show announcement, and then that episode got corrupted. So we had to re-record it a week later.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So we've known longer than everybody else knew.
Yeah, so we had to redo the same episode.
Yeah, but yeah, Dean is still on our members page under ex-members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the same icon. He's still... Yeah.
I was just laughing at the picture change. Like, it was just like, poof, whoop.
Went from 8-bit to Fox Animated.
Yeah, it's like Fox Animated and one less guy. Like, clearly the budget's blown here.
Like, Animation Domination.
We're getting all that extra Dean money.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Splitting it two ways as opposed to three.
Yeah. We miss Dean, though.
We do.
Yeah. Take care, Dean. Like if you listen to this.
The final season of Community.
He doesn't listen to this. I know. Donald Glover left.
Yeah.
The funny guy left.
Yep. All right.
Emmy aspirations are out the window.
They can follow the show on Twitter by going to
at Shy Kids Podcast.
Or like us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/TheShyKids.
As always, you can
email us.
Email us. That's
comments
true.
At theshykids.com.
There you go.
Send us our fursonas.
Don't forget to subscribe. Yeah, send more fursonas and superheroes.
Oh, we never asked, what was your fursona?
Oh, it's a chipmunk.
That's a good one. I like chipmunks.
Yeah, she got me as a like 6 foot tall chipmunk who wears a leaf like around his crotch.
Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so a naked chipmunk with a leaf on its stick.
Yeah, big bushy tail and a bow and arrow set, too. Like,
oh, it was an archer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was really into me. She was fantastic.
Yeah.
Crazy.
She was like, I'm going to draw you as a chipmunk. You're like, all right, whatever. All right.
She sent them to me in the mail. I was just like, oh, cool. And she was like, she was in the UK. So it was just like, oh, cool. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Black guy, I like white women.
No. Yeah.
But no, it was just like, it was actually a long distance relationship, and she was just like very caring and sweet and just one of the cool things. I didn't realize how creepy and crazy it was, so I showed one of my friends. He's like, holy crap, she's a furry. I'm like, what the fuck is a furry?
It's a furry.
And she just drew me as a chipmunk. That's no big deal.
Yeah.
She's an ocelot. It's fine.
It's a very big deal.
So yeah, that's actually the tone he took.
Yeah.
Like we were, this is like way back in the day. We're using ICQ, just showing you like how far back we're going. He's just like, it's like, this is a very big deal. You don't understand. She's a furry. What's a furry?
Yeah.
Furries are just...
Hold on. Are you sitting down? Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Sitting
down. Like, I'm going to send you to this site. And he sent me to the site and was like, holy shit. These are people dressed. They're dressed in fur. They're fucking each other. These people are fucking each other.
And my whole life.
And they're not
that
breaking
moment.
Character. They're not breaking character.
This looks like a college mascot orgy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, wait, but she's holding his tail. What's going on here?
Once again, all I picture with people in fursuits is them at the end of the day taking them off, and they're stinky, drenched in sweat, and their hair's all matted to their forehead.
I've had a run-in with several of them, and like there have been those.
Yeah.
But then there have been some rather interesting women who I've like met who are part of the furry life, and you're just like, you would never guess it.
Right.
And it's just like, you're beautiful. You smell like strawberries, but you want to dress up as a skunk in order to get laid.
The exact opposite of what you smell like.
Like, but no, it's like in order to get laid. It's just like, you not realize how hot you are and you're covering it all up with a skunk costume. That's like taking a BMW and saying, you know what? I'm just going to make it look like a Toyota.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're fans of Seventh Heaven.
Seventh Heaven. Gonna fuck your face. All right, I think we're done, right?
Just touch the tip of my dick.
Yeah. We're done.
Yeah. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave a review.
Yeah.
5-star that shit.
You could even leave a negative review, but click 5 stars anyway. Just be like, this show sucks. Five stars.
You don't have to write any review. You can just put the stars and hit send.
That's true.
You don't have to write anything. Just click the 5 stars, hit send. That'll help us out a tremendous amount. Catch us on More Like Radio after It's All About Me, 11 a.m., 2 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
On Saturdays, morelikeradio.com/live.
/live.
That's the easiest way.
Yeah. All right. We're good.
I think that's it. Thank you again for coming in. It was a lot of fun.
No problem. Thank you.
Hopefully we'll have you back. We'll see.
Awesome.
We'll see. We'll see how it all shakes down.
Yep.
Cool. But yeah. If there isn't anything else, remember.
This never happened.
Yep.
This never happened.